Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
All right, let's talk about Pam Bondi. We have some really interesting news from Democrats who are preparing articles of impeachment. And depending on how the 2026 midterms go, these things start to be a much more serious conversation. Articles of impeachment, especially when you consider the fact that Donald Trump politically, when it comes to elected officials, you're really starting to see the cracks form, right? Like for 10 years, Donald Trump has had an iron grip on the Republican Party, and anybody who even dared to step out of line didn't have a place in politics. That is still mostly true, of course, but now you are seeing Republican members of Congress disagree with him, fight him on things like the Epstein files, and they have a place in Congress. And so I think that that's a big deal. You're starting to see these things break, especially as his term gets worse and worse and worse, and he hits his lowest approval ratings of all time. The, you know, peace president who promised the golden age of America has the economy in shambles, the slowest pace of hiring, not including COVID, in 20 years, a war with Iran that has no justification. And so, yeah, Americans are pissed. Let's start with this clip really quick. This is from a while ago, but it's so indicative of who Pam Bondi is. Let's start here.
I mean, you can let her filibuster all day long, but not on our watch.
Reclaiming?
Not on our time. No way.
Reclaiming?
And I told you about that, Attorney General, before you started.
You don't tell me.
Yeah, oh, I did tell you because we saw what you did in the Senate.
You're a lawyer. Not even a lawyer.
Committee will be in order.
Time, and I should get back at least 45 seconds.
We will give you a few more seconds. I said that already.
45 seconds.
Okay.
Washed up loser lawyer. And here's what's really interesting about acting this way. Not only have these, like, when you're subpoenaed and forced to testify in front of Congress, it's become such a political show. It's like, you know, individuals like Pam Bondi aren't even required to actually answer the questions. That's number one. But because of that and the way that these MAGA officials act, like, it's having a serious difference when it comes to the American public and how they perceive things, especially like the Epstein files. I have a very good friend of mine who did not vote in 2024. I have argued with this individual so more times than I can count about politics. And he finally called me the other day and said, Chris, I was wrong about Donald Trump. And I started talking to him about it. And I was like, what caused this shift? And he said it was this testimony by Pam Bondi that she was so out of line. She wouldn't answer questions, that it's such a clear cover up, which I genuinely find fascinating. This clip from just a day or two ago, Donald Trump having this, you know, press conference, Make America Safe Again in Memphis, Tennessee, with all the I found it bizarre, by the way, during this press conference. Why are all these boxes? It's like they're in front of trash for some reason. Listen to Pam Bondi here.
U.S. Attorney Mike Donovan was out there. And not only does everyone needs to know, we met with this president multiple times about this endeavor. The president knew what was going on here. The president cared. People like Alice Johnson sitting in the front.
Not only is this entire meeting just like I actually reacted on this channel, I believe, the Adam Ockler channel, to this press conference, like 5 minutes. It was the most outrageous, embarrassing cult showing we have seen yet. Every single person would just take turns talking about how incredible Donald Trump was. You would think watching this, like with no other knowledge, that Donald Trump was literally God returning the way that these people talk about him. In this clip, Pam Bondi is talking about how amazing he is, and he appears to be nodding off. What is going on here? You cannot take... Look at this. Donald Trump is nodding off here. There's no question about it. The type of behavior that we see, not just from Pam Bondi, but from this administration, I mean, these two clips alone show the type of people we are dealing with. People who care more about Donald J. Trump and protecting his image and their image than anything else. They have vowed to put that over the Constitution no matter what. Let's move a little bit into the Epstein files. Take a listen to this.
Half of the files have yet to be released, and we strongly believe that this continues to be a massive White House cover-up that goes all the way to the top of government. And so we are again demanding that the Attorney General release all of the files and make them accessible to the public. Over the course of the next couple of weeks, our committee will be interviewing key figures, including Epstein's former personal lawyer, Epstein's former personal accountant, Epstein's one of the biggest financiers that he had, and the folks that were intimately involved with Jeffrey Epstein, including other officials. That should get us a lot of information as it relates to the investigation. We also were successful in forcing Howard Lutnick, who is, of course, the Secretary of Commerce of President Trump, to testify, and most significantly, because of a united work of our committee and working with our partners on the other side of the aisle, we got a subpoena of Attorney General Pam Bondi, which a lot of folks thought we would not get, and she will be in front of our committee in the weeks ahead to answer questions as to why there are files missing, why the cover-up continues, and why there is not justice for the survivors.
Yeah, and here's the thing about this is as much noise as Donald Trump wants to make right now about Iran, and you know the media is trying to keep up with all sorts of things, and so this Epstein conversation, I hate phrasing it like that because it's obviously so much more. These are human beings, survivors we're talking about. You know, as much as they want to distract, like Democrats are making serious gains here, and I also just made a video the other day where we just got the testimony of Epstein's former personal lawyer and his accountant, so we're learning more, we're understanding more connections. We now understand on a much deeper level how someone like Howard Lutnick connects in all of this and how a lot of what he said about his former ties to Epstein were lies. And so this is all very, very important. Let's go here to Summer Lee, who's one of the representatives who actually is prepared, has introduced these articles of impeachment. Take a listen to this. Let's react together.
Because she has abused her position. We have five articles, so five different articles. A couple of them are similar, right? Of course. And she is in defiance of the subpoena. A lot of people forget that back in August, we actually had a subpoena issued for the full unredacted Epstein files.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
That predates the Epstein Files Transparency Act, which was passed in December. That is the second article. Because so now she is in violation of our laws, the laws of the United States of America, which is the Epstein Files and this lawful subpoena. Then we've seen her, you know, her prosecute, you know, we've seen her, as you mentioned,
do what Trump wants her to do.
Absolutely.
Right. Like all that partisan agenda BS. Yeah.
She will harass and target and falsely investigate his enemies. Mm-hmm. While excusing his allies, including himself and Elon Musk and others. We've seen them go after journalists, right? And then one of the last ones is a perjury, right? That she's perjured herself to Congress, where she said that she would never go after journalists because of their political ideology or things. And that's so all of these things in total are the reasons why she is not fit to be an attorney general, but also the DOJ, the attorney general, as you said, not the personal attorney of the president of the United States, does not serve to advance the political causes of a president or of a party, the political party. And she is absolutely without a shadow of a doubt done that.
Yeah. And as a lawyer, I'm grateful, Congresswoman, that you also introduced, I think, the very last kind of grounds for impeachment, which would be the fact that her herself, and people in the DOJ are consistently defying court orders.
Yes.
It has been an abomination of the rule of law to see people doing it. And it's like, they don't get it. There's no punishment for it, right? Like, there's nothing happening to them. That's a whole other complication. And
so powerful here from Representative Summer Lee, again, outlining very clearly why there should be articles of impeachment against Pam Bondi. And to the point, I mean, this is something that we all knew. These individuals screamed about it. I screamed about it. I know you screamed about it. We knew that this was going to happen before Donald Trump was elected. They actually wrote an entire paper, an argument as to essentially outlining unitary executive theory, the idea that the DOJ, the FBI, the CDC, the SEC, all these three other agencies should actually be in sole, the president should have sole control over them. They should be flooded with loyalists. They should do the bidding of Donald Trump because he's the executive or whoever is in office. That giant paper was called Project 2025. We knew that this was going to happen. Right. And it is happening. And furthermore, again, to Katie Fang's point, I know so many of you watch her show over at Midas Touch. The amount of times that this administration is defying court orders is stunning. And that's the definition of constitutional crisis. If the executive branch defies the judicial branch and says, no, I don't feel like doing that. What is the point of the judicial branch? The judicial branch interprets laws that we create based on the Constitution. If they're interpreting a law and saying, let's just say, no, you can't do that. You need to do this based on the laws. And the executive branch who enforces those laws says, no, we don't need to do any of that. What's the point of a constitution? We might as well just have Trump law. We might as well let Donald Trump make the laws. And as Katie Fang says, there is no punishment. The executive branch enforces the law. They're not going to punish themselves if Donald Trump is leading it. And that also relates to so much of the outward corruption we have seen. Let's keep watching.
Complaint I have about the judiciary, but she's encouraging it. I mean, she has her hands and fingerprints all over all of this non-compliance with court orders. And so it's more of a sign also of disrespect for a branch of government that she's supposed to show respect for.
Well, it's not just one branch, because again, she is now in defiance of both. So when we talk about the checks and balances, there she is in defiance of court orders, so the judiciary, and here she is in defiance of federal law and federal subpoenas of the legislative branch. But more than just a disrespect, because I don't want to leave it at that. These are blatant attempts at authoritarianism, right? Mm. These are acts of authoritarianism. And it's important that we recognize that. And I know that sometimes people think that that's really strong language, yeah. But to have a Justice Department that is moving that blatantly in disregard of their oath, in disregard of our Constitution, in disregard of the checks and balances that keep our democracy upright, right? To have them move that blatantly in disregard of these very foundational principles. We cannot just assume that it's a mistake. We can't assume that this is, a small, just incursion across them. No, these are blatant attempts at fundamentally shifting the balance of power to the executive branch, fundamentally ignoring the constitutional protections that we have in this country. And we have to take that incredibly serious. And the DOJ is just one part of that. Don't get me wrong. She should be and must be impeached because of that. But she is one part of the problem. She is not the only problem that we have when we see these acts of authoritarianism, but they are obviously coming from the top and they trickle all the way down. And it also doesn't help that the legislative branch as a whole has essentially ceded its own ground as a co-equal branch of government, right?
That's right.
Because I do think that sometimes people think that we work at the pleasure of the president and not as a check and balance there.
Man, that was so, shout out to Representative Lee. That was so, so beautifully said. And again, depending on what happens in 2026 midterms, these are serious possibilities, articles of impeachment against someone like Pam Bondi or Donald Trump moving forward. The Epstein files has been a complete and total disaster. There's no question, anybody thinking logically, there is not a shadow of a doubt, it's a cover-up, right? We have less than 50% of the files. Of the files we do have, we don't have an explanation of the redactions. We know that Donald Trump has redacted thousands, a million times, as we've heard from some representatives, Pam Bondi saying, there's just some mistakes.
It was less than 1% error. Todd, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, no, that's right. We said from the beginning that any mistakes that were made, and there should be no mistakes. And so when you say lawyers have said something, that's not a fair question, and you know it, because we took pains to protect victims. When we were when someone identified that there was a victim, we immediately pulled that document down, fixed it, and put it back up
immediately.
Immediately. And so of course, we don't ever want to do anything to re-victimize anybody that was victimized by the horrible crimes of Mr. Epstein. But we didn't, to the extent that mistakes were made, and there were mistakes made because of the reasons the Attorney General just said.
So, oh my God. I mean, first of all, we all need classes in just general accountability. I know these people don't know how to take any accountability at all. We made mistakes. We didn't re-victimize, but we did make mistakes. Okay, so you did re-victimize. And furthermore, you're just lying, right? There were so many mistakes. They were intentional, right? And I don't think Donald J. Trump is a victim in any of this, as we know from the files, even though he is redacted. Thomas Massie continues this fight. This was him the other week on CNN. Take a listen.
I'm ready to do that if the victims want me to. They believe that the best way to get justice is to force the DOJ to release these names. I've already read one name in a committee with the FBI director there. That's Jess Staley. And again, he may or may not be guilty, but he's been accused by these victims, the lawyer tells me. And there are other names. I don't have them in my possession, but if the victims want to give them to me, I've expressed that I'm willing to do that. But again, yeah, the best way is to force the DOJ to release those names on those 302 forms.
Yeah. And so Thomas Massie, again, Democrats prepared to go to the floor and just start releasing names if that is what the victims want. And again, this is where you start to see the cracks. This is Nancy Mace on Newsmax. And also, look at this. Average price per gallon, $3.32, up from 21 cents versus a year ago. Obviously, I think the average price per gallon of gas right now as I record this is like $3.85. It's something absurd. I passed a gas station fairly close to me that I drive all the time. And just the other week, it was like $3.40 something. And then it got to $4.29. Then it got to $4.49. Then it got to $4.89. And I just drove past yesterday, $5.50 for a gallon of gas.
And I believe that she's not told the full truth. And we deserve the truth to get to the bottom of this. And I'm looking forward very much to having her deposed for as many hours as it takes.
I'm looking forward to having her deposed for as many hours as it takes. And again, obviously, people like Nancy Mace still have a place in all of this. It is so telling of where Donald Trump. And so what are the next steps? Thomas Massie here talking to Midas Touch on the steps of Congress, talking about a special prosecutor potentially. Take a listen.
Mr. Massie, quick Epstein files question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Is it time for Congress to perhaps appoint a special prosecutor to get these files out? Is that something that's realistic, or what do you make of that?
I think Pam Bondi just needs to follow the law.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. The special prosecutors and the subpoenas and things like that, that's what they used to do before they passed laws. I mean, we've literally passed a law. And if Pam Bondi doesn't follow this law, her successor could prosecute her for that. So we're in new territory, and I think it's incumbent upon her to just follow the law.
Any updates at all about when we might be able to see the rest of these documents that haven't been released yet?
I don't know. They're quietly releasing some things, right, and unredacting things. They say that they're done, but they're not really done.
Got it.
Thanks. Thank you, sir.
So we will continue this fight into the coming weeks. And the only Gen Z member of Congress, the first Gen Z member of Congress, Representative Frost, urging Pam Bondi to testify under oath. It would not surprise me if she was indicted after all of this, you know, after this period in American history is over. And I do believe we will get through this period. But there has to be some accountability for stuff like this.
To me, it's very clear that the purpose of this entire fake hearing, this fake deposition, is the Attorney General trying to weasel herself out of sitting in front of us under oath under a bipartisan subpoena that we gave her committee. We asked her multiple times, are you going to come and speak with us under oath? She would not say yes. Filibuster, filibuster, filibuster would not say yes. And so why do we, and then our Republican colleagues say, is this not enough? Why don't you want to speak to her now? We want her under oath because we do not trust her. Why don't we trust her? Because she's a liar. Look at how that Judiciary Committee hearing went. She was spying on members of Congress when they were in the DOJ looking at the documents unredacted. Look at what she's done as far as not putting documents relating to Donald Trump on the website not releasing them and only doing it when the public noticed and said something about it. We want her under oath because we don't trust her.
And you shouldn't trust her. I love the fire from Representative Maxwell Frost. Listen, let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. We will keep you updated here on the Adam Ockler channel. I am Chris Mowry. If you made it this far, remember I do a daily episode here on the Adam Ockler channel, so make sure you're subscribed down below to both my YouTube channel and Adam Ockler. We're almost at 2 million subscribers here. Isn't that nuts? You guys are crazy. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. I hope you have a great rest of your day into the weekend. Be safe, do something fun, and I will see you in the next video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.